You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by...
Guys, note.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Matt Stubbs. I'm on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast show.
Yeah!
I hope everyone's having a great time. This is my good friend, Che. From a band called Huffer. He has absolutely nothing to do with tonight.
Oh! Fuck yeah!
We want to thank all you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
This is our third year anniversary.
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
We want to thank Beat Mother Scooter.
Thank you.
We want to thank the Phantom Sensation. Right behind us is probably one of my favorite local bands.
Caliche Burnout, we love you too.
Yes, Caliche Burnout, you couldn't be here. And I need to preface this. It's one of my favorite local bands that has a slide guitarist and a fiddle.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Convoy and the Cattlemen.
Show number 168.
168.
And we are on the road. Driving. Actually, in the car. Driving.
Not drunk.
Not drunk yet. We can always go to caves after the show.
Yeah. Or sunshine.
Or sunshine. Happy Tuesday, Matt. Even though it's not Tuesday. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin, even though it's Wednesday.
You want to talk about where we're going?
Sure. We are going to AT&T Stadium, known as the Death Star, to see a band called Guns N' Roses.
Cowboys Redskins?
Nope.
Oh.
A band called the Guns N' Roses.
Are you still excited about this?
Yeah.
Amped up?
I am, actually. Everybody's making fun of me because I'm going, but I don't care.
I haven't had anybody make fun of me.
Well,
besides the people we play music with.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's what I mean. Band members.
If they weren't adulting, having new kids, I bet you they'd be there.
I don't know. Don't care.
I don't care either. Going to see...
Axl Rose and Slash and Duff.
I mean, and it's... On drums is... what's his name, right?
Matt whatever. Sorensen. Sorn.
Yeah, so that's... He's Use Your Illusion era drummer.
So it's almost the whole band.
Almost the whole band.
But we got a lot of stuff to talk about besides that.
We do. We have a ton of stuff.
Yeah, we had the show, the Mean Motor Scooter, and Convoy and the Cattlemen show.
Yes.
That went off well. I had fun.
Did you have fun at that show?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Can we... I don't know... how much you wanted to divulge in what all happened that night, but it was pretty crazy. Should we start before the night, kind of disclose what happened?
Well, once again, see, when we do stuff like this, I lose my memory because things happen before, like...
Complete blackout?
Yeah, exactly. And then we followed it up by another party, which is my favorite party of the year. So this is the second year in a row, or is it the third year and the second year I've been invited? The
second year in a row.
Okay.
You've been to both years. You've been to the...
The annual...
Inaugural.
The inaugural...
And the annual.
Jerry Jonestown Masketeers. The kids' party.
Aiden's Summer Bash.
Yeah, which I really do. That's my funnest party, I think, of the year, because we get to... watch the kids go nuts and just chill and not worry about anything except having fun and drinking beer.
We're all just relaxing.
Yeah,
out in the backyard, just Everybody comes together, chills out, drinks beer, plays on a big inflatable slide.
Yeah, and that being said, therefore, and that always turns into a debauchery. So two nights in a row leads me not to remember much of the first night or the second night.
Well, the first night, I didn't get smashed at on purpose because of the second night. Like, 'cause I knew I was going to have to get up early to prepare for the second party.
I remember you being vaguely intoxicated the first night.
I got a little bit intoxicated, yes. I'm not going to lie. I did have a lot of beer handed to me. In fact, I had so much beer handed to me at one point, I had three crackberries in my hand, and I had to hand them out to people around me.
Because, like, everybody... What are you talking about? On the show night?
On Friday night, yes. Friday night, the J.J. Tim Presents show.
The crackberries is the...
the cranberry cider from Bishop's.
Oh no! I was thinking about the Martin House stuff that we drank the night after.
Oh no, that's Stars Above.
No, it's delicious.
Very delicious. The sour. Now crackberry is from Bishop, and the only place I know you can get it on tap is Lola's right now, and you can get it out there on the trailer park. And
I think you let me have a sip of that.
It's good. It's a cranberry cider.
Yeah.
Very refreshing on these hot summer days. Good way to go. And at one point, three people went and bought me one, like, all at the same time and came back. And I was like, I don't have enough hands. And I was in the middle of a conversation with someone.
Well,
that was pretty intense.
The I remember the night starting, Chance and Matt from the Burning Hotels.
Which are... I failed on my job because I was supposed to warn them when you got there.
Oh, because of the restraining order?
Yeah, Matt, I think, is going to put a restraining order against you.
Yeah, probably.
I think he was seeking legal counsel.
Yeah. I saw a definite stare of fright when he saw me. He was like, oh, no, he's here again. But they didn't get to stay, which just sucks because... I've been talking, a lot of people have been talking so much noise about Mean Motor Scooter, and he was actually really looking forward to seeing them, but he had to bounce.
Yeah, they had some out-of-town friends, and they were going to go over and grab some drinks and come back, and I thought I saw them come back for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then
they saw what kind of condition we were in, and we're like, no,
yeah,
oh my
God.
So the night started with Mean Motor Scooter. They did their thing just like normal.
Such a good band. So much fun. You know, I think we announced those guys.
Yeah.
We were very proud to have them come play our show because it's rare for them to come out and play live anymore.
Yeah.
It's like skinning teeth to get them to play a live show.
Yeah. It has to be a Jerry Jonestown Massacre show pretty much now.
In fact, earlier that afternoon, I was talking to Lee from Caliche Burnout.
Yeah.
And we need to get into their story here shortly, but
so
he has taken care of the booking of Lola's now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's like pseudo GM and taking care of the booking. But we were talking about Mean Motor Scooter and how often they play and how they've pretty much just set up a residency at Lola's.
They like kind of have.
Every other bill
has them on it.
They're on it, and it's pretty hilarious.
Well, I forgot to tell you one thing that was funny is Brittany and I Ubered there. Or
y'all did?
We didn't Uber. We, what do you call it? Lyft.
Lifted.
We took Lyft there.
Did you use the code JJTM for a 20% discount?
Yeah, and they declined it.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
Because I think it was through Uber.
No. So we got up to the door, and the guy's like, $5? I was like, what? It was like $5. I was like, with Jerry Jonestown, they got a list or something? And he was like, no, don't see a Jerry Jonestown list. And I was like, well, it's our show. And he was like, oh, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. So I had to pay to get into our show, which was funny. And it was funny because Joe was coming in the same time, and he goes, that's like, he started saying, that's fucking hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well,
which was good that I had cash to get in and wouldn't plan on running a tab because I would have not been able to get into our own show. I'd had to leave.
I always pay, even our own shows. I always pay because I know the money's going towards the bands. So I'm not too worried. I paid for, I threw a 20 down and paid for me and three others to get in. And, you know, I just because it's our show, I get in there free so much anyway at other people's shows that I just figured that we could pay for our own show.
Well, see, you know? I get in free all the time for other people's shows as well. That's why I figured that I could get in for free for my own fucking show.
Yeah, he was pretty funny because I was talking to him before anybody got there, and he's like, yeah, tonight...
Oh, the door guy?
Yeah, he's like, tonight's pretty screwed up, everything. And I was like, yeah, you tell me about it, because the days leading up to that show were pretty chaotic.
At Lola's?
At Lola's. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. In fact, if you want to be a JJTM detective... The band we had on last week to promote this show and to promote their album release kind of fucked us over.
Fucked us over or Lola's?
Us. Well, us, Lola's, and the other bands there. We'll just put it that way. We can either get into it or not. I don't want to get into too hardcore details, but... I think this is the first time in our show's history that a band has deliberately just come out and been complete assholes after we've done a lot of work promoting them, helping them out, and making sure they were going to put on a kick-ass show and have a good time at their own CD release. And then 2 days before, they fuck us over. So...
I don't have too much to say about that.
It's... I'm trying to be... political and cool about it. It's whatever. I mean, you live and learn. I've been told by a lot of people know what happened, and I've been told by several people that they're just an immature band, and they have also had issues with them in the past. And it's not really the band.
Who, Lola's have or other bands?
Other bands, other bookers, other promoters have had issues with them in the past, and choose to work with them with kid gloves, and actually, we're kind of shocked that we were so loyal and balls to the wall with them. Because, yeah, I mean, clearly we didn't know. I thought we were friends with them and everything was going to be good. But clearly not. And now we know. You live and learn, you know? And I think they've made their reputation in the scene. They've made their reputation between other bands. And they're just immature and make poor decisions. I had several people... tell me, message me, call me, talk to me. Even the show was like, yeah, they're the front woman and front man of that band probably make the worst decisions of any band in the local scene ever.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned it's funny that you mentioned that issue, because the second band that played was the
Caliche Burnout, or
was supposed to be Caliche Burnout, but they did not. It was. Because they had some issues, some medical issues, which I hope everything's okay. Have you heard anything?
I haven't. I've been working weird hours this week. I was going to shoot Scotty a message, but my time schedule is all screwed up. But I wanted, you know, it seemed like everything was okay.
Scotty P.
The night of the show.
Scotty P, yo.
Not Scotty P.
No regrets. Anyway, so the next band was the Phantom Sensation. Which I got in trouble.
That's who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know. But,
okay.
I got in trouble, or apparently I was calling them that when we had them on our show. The whole time, everybody thought I was ragging on them by referring to them as the Phantom Sensations, which I didn't know we weren't supposed to refer to them that way. But from now on, I will make sure that I call them
without an S.
Phantom Sensation. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to be mentioning their name
or
much on this show anymore. Period.
Okay. I didn't get the memo.
Well, in our text messages, I thought they were pretty much dead to us.
Okay, so the band that played after that was... this is an easy show so far.
I know.
The band that played after that, of course, was...
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Okay.
We'll refer to them as the Band of Bad Decisions.
Okay.
That's what they'll be called.
Or I'm sure we'll think of some cute acronym for TPS. Anyway...
I know one of our buddies that's real close to us is now starting to refer to them as TP for my bunghole.
TP for my bunghole, huh?
Yeah.
I think I know that probably is, but anyway. I won't make any guesses live on the show that we're recording.
Hey, I wish them all nothing but the best. It's sad that they lied to us last week on our own show. And
did
they
dupe us?
Lies.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask, where was Zach? He was supposed to play. Remember, we were told that he was playing bass on the when we had him on.
This was his last show to play bass. For
yeah,
them.
And he did one and song and he didn't even play bass.
Yeah, this was gonna be his big send off, and they were gonna be all cool. And remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Brandon, they hugged it out and everything was good. Well, apparently
they didn't hug it out.
Yeah, we lied to about that. We were lied to about him playing bass. It turned out the night before he was just going to climb up there and sing one song with them,
which was awesome. That song was really good.
That's all I saw from him. I got video of it. It was badass. It was good to see Zach finally, he was singing it. I've seen him sing that song several times, but he wasn't encumbered by
playing bass
at the same time. So he was all like in the crowd and yelling like he was a metal front band.
He looked like he was a reverend.
Front man. Yeah, he was.
Like a reverend Zach.
That was Zach's what made that band. I'm not gonna hide behind anything. I'll just tell you straight up because I don't care. But Zach not being in that band is their loss, because he is what made that band entertaining. Even when he played bass and was bouncing around and having fun, he was what got people into that band.
Whew. God.
What?
Nothing.
Why would anyway. I want to watch a boring front man sing songs with behind a guitar that doesn't move and a boring front woman that just sits there and shakes a stupid tambourine and the rest of the guys just disappear into the back? That's not showmanship to me.
Are we going to air the show?
Yeah.
Whew. So, anyway, after that band...
I like how everybody thinks that I'm the level-headed one on the show and you're always the one that takes the high road.
Yeah. Well, so... It was funny because I saw the thing that sucks at these shows. A lot of times I start partying too much and just start hanging out with everybody while they're not playing.
Then the molly kicks in.
Yeah, and then it ends up that I don't see any of the bands that are there that I'm there to see. Sorry, bands, but
I saw everybody I was there to see.
Right around the time that the TPS reports were playing, I was stumbling through the crowd drunkenly, and I got grabbed by Joe. He's like, "Here, this is the last time that Zach's going to play with these guys, and you're going to sit here and watch it." And I was like, "Oh, damn, I didn't even realize it." And there was Zach doing
his... And what's Joe going to do?
Who, Joe?
What, did he whip out a gun and just hold it to your head and be like...
No, Joe can be very persistent, though. Like, when he's decided that you're going to do something, then you do it.
It's that time he spent in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made him a very... when he got a persuasive person.
I was glad he did it, because that's when I got to sit there and watch Zach's. What's going on here? What is this car doing?
I don't know. Are we about to see a shooting?
Who knows? I'm so sick of the DFW area and the assholes that drive here.
Did you see I'm looking at land?
Yeah. Anyway, so he stopped me down. I got to see Zach do that. It was an awesome performance. I thought that he stole the show on that song, and he reminded me of like an old snake kissing like preacher.
He did,
you know what
didn't
I mean?
He?
Yeah.
And
he was dressed
a revivalist.
Yeah, yeah. Someone that was on the road doing a road revival or something.
Imagine and he wore just that. Pulled two snakes out and held them up while he was doing that.
Oh God,
that would have been amazing.
Yeah, and he had his hair all nicely done and stuff, and he had his black shirt on, and he I don't know, he just looked like an old school preacher that was like gonna tell, like if I was. It made me nervous, because if I'm at something like that, the preacher's pointing at me and saying I'm going to hell.
He would be an amazing carnival barker.
He should go into preaching. Like be a road, like on the True Detective.
Zach could be the next David Koresh.
He could.
Have
I'd be
his
in
his own following.
Dude, I'd totally go to Zach's church. I don't know if I would put on Nikes and wear a black jumpsuit and drink poison or anything for him, but I would definitely go to the church.
Oh, definitely.
So after that, we got to witness one of our favorite bands, and you said it that night, I believe, live on stage, that one of our favorite bands, Convoy and the Cattlemen, with
great.
Alex.
Yes. With and the entire band Sheridan was there.
Yeah. Well, last time we saw him, Alex wasn't playing with him, remember? No. He was on the road with Still Bearing Hands.
And they I had so many people, even at the party the next
freaking
day,
out about
but
them?
Afterwards were like, that band is so damn good.
Yeah.
That's a band that makes all the right decisions.
Yeah.
That is a, they're so good.
That's a husband-wife band, too. Did you realize we had two?
That's Oh, yeah. Well, so, according to Fort Worth Weekly, one of them is brother and sister, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, they come off with a blistering set. I like watching them just warm up. Like, we were backstage, but we were stage right waiting to announce them. And remember, I was just sitting there watching them each kind of diddle around with their instruments.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
And just going, God, all these guys are better musicians than I will ever be.
I like, Tyler makes things look so easy.
Yeah.
Like, well, they all make things look so easy because they're all extremely talented players.
And the thing that's awesome is Tyler's angst. He has that little funny, like, people don't know if he's joking or not. Like, when he came up right behind us and told the crowd to fuck off.
Yeah. I haven't built the intro for this show yet, but I think I'm going to put that at the beginning of the show because that cracked me up so much. We do this introduction of them, and then Tyler immediately goes, how's everybody doing tonight? Well, fuck you. And
yeah, well,
fuck off.
As everyone was yelling, fine, woo. Then he immediately tells them to fuck off, which was awesome.
That place got packed too, man. Everybody came in.
I was wondering if it was good.
Yeah.
Our second, so we're two for two then, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the bands actually made money?
Yeah. I asked everybody except the Band of Bad Decisions.
And they all got paid?
They all made, and they were all happy with what they got. I contributed a little more to...
Oh, you did? That's nice of you. Like
the
we,
other two.
Like we've done in the past?
Yeah, because they're playing a show for us, so I contributed to the other two. The band that made bad decisions made a bad decision the week or the few days leading up to this, so they don't get anything.
What do you mean? The TPS reports didn't get paid?
I didn't give them any extra.
Oh, you mean of the bonus pay. I see. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good night.
Joe tried to fight me when I gave him theirs.
Who?
Joe.
Joe
tried to use his.
You got
to
watch out for Joe, man.
His Russian persuasiveness.
Yeah. He doesn't mess around when he decides something, you know?
You think that guy in that big truck
is going to see Guns N' Roses? For sure.
I got to see me some Axl.
How many old Cougs are we going to see at this thing?
A lot. The Coug count's going to be high.
Hell, we're taking one.
We're fixed to pick one up.
I kid. She doesn't listen, so who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So then...
She does every once in a blue moon.
So,
I had a blast.
The
show was fantastic.
So
I had fun when we left, unless everybody likes to just lie out of their teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody left happy. Everybody that was staying at my house was happy. They had fun.
Well, Josh and I went home and kept drinking.
Jeremy and I went home.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The girls went home on their own. Jeremy and I went home, and then we got in the Volkswagen and then went and drove around the neighborhood like crazy.
Okay, I got to tell you something funny that happened to Jeremy.
Okay.
So...
JJTM producer, Austin.
Yeah. Our field correspondent producer, Austin, Texas.
Yes, Austin
Jeremy.
Bureau. Yes.
So, I was outside talking to Marlon, and Jeremy, you know, sometimes... On occasion, I like to partake in some marijuana. And
there was a lot there that night.
And Jeremy approached me, and he was like, hey, you want to go chase Pokemon? I mean, go do cocaine? And me and Marlon just kind of look at each other like,
what?
I mean, yeah, let's do it. And he's like, yeah, man, I got my pipe and stuff. And then I was like, what? I thought he was talking about crack. I was like, what? I was like, so me and then we go, what are you talking about? And he said something. He's like, go smoke weed. And me and Marlon were both at the same time, nah, that's not what you said, man. And both of us were like, pretty sure that you said, let's go do cocaine. And so I didn't know if he was like covering up because his lady was there and like, no, I didn't say cocaine. And maybe he had some cocaine.
Yeah.
Or if he just completely like Freudian slip, which I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
That's probably what it was.
But anyway, I thought that was really funny because me and Marlon just kind of looked at each other and like, you said cocaine, man.
Did you see the gift that Marlon gave us? I showed you. I don't know if you remember what it was. He brought us a wrapped gift for our 3-year anniversary. The only gift we got besides the gift of love.
Did you show it to me?
Yeah. These badass, professional-grade, high-quality, methinks drink coasters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man.
They're freaking awesome.
You know what one of the raddest things about Marlon is? He always comes bearing gifts no matter what the occasion is.
Such a great guy.
Yeah.
Such a great guy. So I think we're going to buy them a gift for their album release here next month.
Mm.
Or 2 months. We're going to buy them a new jet.
What do you call it?
Well, it's the
private jet.
A private jet. They're going to be touring, so they need to be
G6.
Yeah, we're going to get them their own G6.
They deserve it.
It'll be a micro machine.
Can you imagine where those dumbasses would go with the G6? They would disappear for months at a time and just be like all over the world.
So let's say you had Mark Cuban money and you had your own plane. Like a G6 just sitting around. And you just like some of your favorite bands, you just threw the keys at them. We're like, here, go have fun.
We'd never see the Methinks again, because they would, like, Ray's a well-traveled person anyway. Yeah. Oh dear, we're about to have a wreck because someone's calling us.
Hold up, on the air call. Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Yes, I'm driving.
Yes. Hello. I am still here.
No, well, it's whatever you think. I know you hate those games. Ultra violent.
This is the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Live. 66.56 AM. The Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Up next, we got Jason Garrett.
As long as he can.
He's going to come in and break down the offense. So, we're pulling into the hospital.
It's just a game.
Because that's where you stop before you go to Guns N' Roses shows. You stop at the hospital.
Yes, just when his friends are doing it every once in a while.
This show has totally gotten in the way of my Pokemoning.
I heard there's really good Pokemon at the hospital. My son wants to play Call of Duty Black Ops with his school friends. And I've kind of put the squash on anything Call of Duty because of how violent they are.
It's games.
This hospital right here?
Yep. That's where I was born.
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 It's crazy, huh? That's where
crazy.
Allie was born. Lane. Lane, me, and you were born there.
Wow, my sisters were born there.
Oh, and your sisters.
Yep. And then anybody else. Arlington Memorial Hospital, guys. If you've been born there, just let us know.
I had a baby there.
We'll put you on the list. We're going to make a plaque of people that were born there.
I had a baby once there.
A bud baby?
Yep. You know what we should do is take Lyft from here there and not have to... but the prices gets jacked, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's stupid. So let's see. I'm looking for a Lincoln Navigator. There she is, right there. Ready to roll.
We have conversations.
All right.
Buckle.
We're back.
So I picked up my microphone and there was a fingernail in it.
Gross.
Is it mine? Because I'm missing one.
Maybe. So now we are, we picked up our third party, our guest this week.
Our personal Jerry Jonestown coug.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out if you're actually classified as a Guns N' Roses cougar or not now.
Ew. No.
No?
I'm not old enough.
We're kidding.
Shelby, you're 40.
I'm 22 years old.
You're 22 times 2.
What?
Huh?
44?
No. You're 44.
No.
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 So we're going to go park.
We're going to go park, and we have to walk about half a mile.
Yeah. Are we going to do the AT&T? Or, oops. Am I supposed to talk about that?
Yeah, let's not talk about where we're parking.
Yeah, why would you do... Why?
We'll just head down...
where we park sometimes.
Here. We park here.
No, let's don't lie. We're in the Jerry Jonestown helicopter.
We are. At the heliport.
We'll be dropped off at the heliport.
Did you know that Uber apparently has a helicopter?
What?
Is it an Ubercopter?
How much does that cost?
I don't know.
How much does it cost?
I think Chris said something around... He said he heard something about $800, but I don't know how long
that
was for.
Where do they land? In the middle of your driveway?
I don't... Well, that's what I want. I'm very intrigued. Somewhere. I'm going
to... They don't come to your house? Then what's the point?
Well, I don't know. I know nothing about this.
Oh, I bet you they come pick you up. And then
they Uber you.
Yeah, they Uber you to the helipad. And then you get in the death copter and roll.
Is it the death cop? The actual death copter?
The okay,
death
well, I'm not getting on
death
that.
Death clock flies on? And they drop the giant box?
Yeah.
And it smashes everyone?
I would request the death copter.
Who would get on anything called the death copter?
Death clock.
I'm scared of helicopters. Not scared of them in general, but just being up in one is a little nerve-wracking to me.
I'm going
to
take one next week.
I've never been in one.
I haven't
either.
Land
on a glacier.
It's called Uber Chopper.
Not sketchy.
There's nothing
at all.
I don't understand how a helicopter lands on a.
So far, I'm only seeing Sri
off.
Lanka and Abu Dhabi.
Well, of course, Abu Dhabi.
It will fly you
Abu Dhabi.
To Coachella for $4,000.
From where?
$4,000.
Why would you?
They
do
pick
that?
Me up from the house.
I hope so.
Is that every day of the festival?
I
That'd
would
be 3
so.
Days. I would. I can handle that because
whoa,
traffic getting into there is
whoa,
insane.
Whoa,
$4,000.
And are they flying you from
this
LA?
This just said need a helicopter ride. There's about to be a $63 Uber option for that because that's you can do that every day. Guys, we have a new way of getting around on the weekends.
Yeah.
I need to go to Toys R Us. Bring me the copter. Stupid places. I need to go to the movie theater.
I want
to
be that asshole.
I like that it's the first thing that came to your mind that you needed to take the helicopter to was Toys R Us.
I had to think of somewhere just really stupid.
Does that surprise you, though?
No, not
no,
really.
Like
no.
A 5-minute drive or it's probably a 15-minute helicopter ride once they...
He has toys framed on the walls.
I do.
True.
It's not a surprise.
I do. Mm-mm. So, Shelby, are you excited about this?
I'm excited. I think I'm more in shock that it's happening, that we made it this far into
That's
the...
That's exactly what I was telling Dustin today.
Yeah.
Or
did
yesterday.
Did you hear the news about this?
No, what?
That they're having so much fun being together and doing this that they're going to extend the tour into 2017 and do more dates and more places and stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Do you think there's going to be as many people at this as, say, you two?
Yeah, they did sell the upper
they
balcony.
They sold
400 and 500 sections.
Like you're going to say the upper decker.
Yeah.
Are you?
They
gonna,
sold
what?
The upper deckers.
Are you going to try to do an upper decker in the upper deck?
Do you think our leader nemesis will be here?
Wait, who is that?
Who is that?
Is that one guy?
Our leader nemesis?
Our leader nemesis.
Trump?
Who we named the show after, sort of.
Oh, no, I was thinking of somebody totally different. I'm gonna...
I've come back
from... Oh, Jerry?
I came back from...
the emperor? We'll call him the emperor.
Where are they at in California? What's it called?
Oxnard.
Yeah, I flew back from Oxnard to watch me some of that.
I want to see me
action.
Some Guns N' Roses.
I want to see some Guns N' Roses. I want to put them up on that mantle right there next to that stocking.
Oh man, I'm stoked.
You think really Tony Romo will be here?
Is there an opener?
The Cult.
The Cult.
Oh, yeah. This will be my third time to see the Cult.
I wonder how many strippers are going to start dancing for Fire Woman.
Name another Cult song.
What? Other than Fire Woman?
Fire Woman. And name
and
another.
Then,
the one you were just doing.
I know. Name another.
That's about it.
That's it.
Me.
You can't get three.
No.
But you know
but
him if
we're
going to
get there and we're going to hear him.
Oh,
be like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw the Cult at Ridgely.
I saw the Cult at Bronco Bowl.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what's it called?
I saw them at it was Smirnoff at the time. They did an 80s show.
It's just Starplex.
Look at this chick's pants. You think she's going to Guns N' Roses?
Hell yeah.
Look at that.
Well, I can't
Shelby, what are you wearing?
You in the jungle, baby.
Do you have,
she is.
You don't have zebra pants on.
But I have a leopard bra.
You do have a leopard bra, which you're probably going to... Just fling off and throw at the stage.
I can't.
I love you, Axel.
I've never understood that. You've got to go get yourself a dollar store bra to do that. I mean, come on.
Shelby, you have a bra on?
No, it's not really. It's a, you it's know, just there bralette. To show. It's a bralette. I hate bras.
A bralette?
It's just a...
Is that like outside of Rockwall? Bralette?
Is that, where that tornado hit?
That would
hit?
Be
you
know,
the tornado
real hit? Country. Rawlette.
Rawlette.
The Rawlette.
Okay, so parking here is $75 a parking place.
Wait, what?
During the football season?
During the game.
Oh, are you
concert.
Serious?
I was like, wait, did you trick me? It's a game?
Yeah. So we're going to park over here. What's weird is I don't see a bunch of signs of people saying, park here, park here, park here.
I doubt anyone even, like, anyone in the hood knows.
$75?
Yeah, I was seeing if there was anywhere we could park.
This is going to be interesting, seeing the type of people that are at this show. Besides us.
Wearing?
I'm wearing Chucks.
Okay.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
He's
wearing his heels.
Adidas. I was just making sure Shelby wasn't wearing Adidas as we run across Division Street.
I'm not running anywhere.
I'm not running anywhere. I got Pokemon to catch.
Thank you. What has happened to me?
That's the only reason that I'm coming to the I've Guns N' Roses show is to play Pokemon.
I've never played anything Pokemon till 2 weeks
I'm just
ago.
Over a week, and I'm at level almost 13.
I got a friend who hacked the game and uses a fake geolocator now and can go anywhere in the world.
That. I heard about that.
He tried to do it on my phone, but I needed an update.
Oh.
But yeah, he was played in the stockyard all night last night.
Oh, really? And never left his couch?
Never left his couch.
That's not cool.
I wouldn't want to do... I mean, I could see doing that maybe once or twice.
Saves
like,
on
oh,
gas.
Hey, let's do this, but not all the time.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. When he plays with his kids, he's going to actually take it off and stuff. But then when he's at home, just messing around.
You know, there's other games I'd rather play at home. Like, hide the salami.
What? Oh. Head of salami.
Hide the salami.
Hide the Hitler?
Yeah, hide the... I'm going to have, you know, this year.
Make
for
sure you're
Christmas,
hydrated.
For Christmas this year, you know how they have Elf on the Shelf?
You know,
I think we need Hitler? To patent a Hitler on the Shelf.
Oh, that'd be rad.
What is
or
Elf
Danzig.
On the Shelf?
You don't know
Danzig
what Elf on the Shelf is?
No.
It's something you use to threaten kids if this elf sits on the shelf
and watches.
You move it every night and it watches the kids.
Yeah.
And if they're bad.
But you just point at the elf and like,
that,
look.
That the elf is watching and telling Santa yeah. all your bad stuff.
I might yeah. still be able to scare my brother with that. He's 16.
What the hell is that?
What?
That big ass sign there.
It's a sign that, what?
39 years Ford.
Oh, that.
Cash lots. No bags or purses. See, if it comes down to it, I'd park here.
At Guadalajara? I'd rather not.
I've parked there before.
Yeah, in the parking lot there.
What is Guadalajara?
Oh, that's a
that's a city in Mexico.
Sports bar. Shelby, I don't know if you know this, but we're going to the Caravan Motel.
Dude, we were just lying to you. We're not going to see Guns N' Roses. We're gonna we're taking you to rape you on air.
Well,
it's a new
least,
it's a new skit.
At least I've seen both of you naked. It's a new skit.
It's a new bit. It's a new bit we're doing.
We're gonna try to do every week. It's called just.
We tell women that they're going to a concert, and then we take them to South Arlington or to Arlington,
well,
North Arlington.
Let me
and
get
rape
ready
them.
To be underwhelmed.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you later.
All right,
I gotta
go. Hop out, and we'll do
see Guns N' Roses
once we get in there. All right, later.
You bye. In the jungle, baby?
All right, let's see here.
Can we get this?
Shelby, are you drunk?
No, I was never drunk. Shut up. I see what you're doing.
I'm drunk.
No, I just
I'm not.
Woozy.
I think they're Maker Mark. Maker's Mark.
Yeah, you are
here.
Drunk. See? It's got everything. Right there, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the longest intro ever.
I'm bored. I want to go home.
I'm still waiting for the guy to come out and go. Ladies and gentlemen, the show has been canceled.
I had some nasty mystery meat nachos to sober me up, and I'm done. I'm going to skyrocket off these seats.
Are you going to have a poop fit in the middle
yes,
of the show?
Yeah. Get ready for that show.
All right. Keep track of the costume change. How many times Axel changes clothes?
Is he done
over and under?
I put it at 8.
That's probably good.
I'm gonna say 3.
He's like
is this going on the show?
Yeah, he's like the okay. share of.
I have to pee.
But he's old.
I like how we keep leaning in and smashing Shelby's boobs.
I know they're hurting now.
Now I am.
They don't smash much. I think I have some mystery meat in my armpit.
Save it for later.
Your stuff. It's making sick. I'm so it's just the cheese. It's just the cheese.
She has mystery meat boob. In the fold.
Your dick falls off.
No, you need to make sure you say that you hope Stubbs' dick fall off.
I hope Stubbs'
dick
falls off.
Why would you want my
off?
Dick to fall off?
Because you left me on the streets of the hood.
We're not really in the hood.
Yeah, it's Arlington.
And there was like, you were 10 feet from us.
Yeah, 10 we could've... feet of danger.
We'd have worked something out.
There were three of us. We would have taken shit out.
There is Uber.
All right, and welcome back. We didn't start that.
Welcome back.
We
the Jerry Jonestown GNR show.
G and F and R and J and T and
Game of Thrones.
J and what?
And who got the Kakuna?
I got the Kakuna.
Is that what it's called?
We're post Guns N' Roses, and our Guns N' Roses experience basically was capturing Pokemon. I don't know what's going on here with this traffic situation.
Guns N' Roses.
I think they tried to set it up to where everyone on the street has to turn right,
but everybody
denied it. said, oh, oh, what's up?
Look at you in that small little skirt.
Okay, she's like 12.
The wind blows. She's older than 12.
You're both.
What are you doing,
married.
Dude?
Married.
Oh my God, this is what I hate about coming to the Arlington.
All the stupid people.
The 12-year-olds.
Oh, and this Guns N' Roses show had a lot of stupid people at it.
So I can't really turn there. I don't know what these people are doing, so I got to go down and around and back up.
We're going on a journey.
We are going on a journey. Shelby, you may not get to your car tonight.
We're going on a trip. And
we may end up going to Caravan Motor Hotel.
Cruising through
okay,
the sky.
Okay, that's terrifying. Isn't that by the Golden
Einsteins.
Nugget?
That's where we rape.
It's right here. I got a Pidgeotto.
Yeah, she was sitting in front of us.
Isn't it a Pidgeot?
Oh, so there was a chick in front of us that looked like a Pokemon.
Yeah, she did.
So mean.
I wanted to crush her soul at the beginning of the show and be like...
I kept throwing my balls at her.
I should have brought my doctor's cards. There's so many people that could have used them.
God. So this is when the dipshit of Guns N' Roses really starts showing.
Yep.
All the people leaving.
All right, so... What did you guys think? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
this
show.
Okay, was anyone else shocked at how good he sounded, considering what he sounded like at some point about, I don't know, 10 to 15 years ago? It was so bad. It's like he lost his voice. Do you guys remember that?
I guess I wasn't because I've seen a few shows recently that, like on AXTV and all that shit. Mm. Yeah.
You have
Access TV. Yeah. And he sounded fine, but he's lost weight.
He looked good.
Yeah.
He wasn't Faxel.
It's because he keeps running around on stage.
And
like
he got
that.
A facelift. Man.
I think that was his natural face.
I don't.
So there was obviously some songs that Axel had put into the set that says we have to play because there was some shit.
Some Faxel?
Yeah.
Some Faxel songs.
She likes Faxel.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say this was the longest concert I've been to.
And forever?
If not ever, but a long, long time.
It was pretty long.
That was the longest set I've seen by a band in a long, long, long
time.
We got our money's worth.
We got 9 wardrobe changes.
9 wardrobe changes. I set mine at 8. Did I win? Because I was closest to it. Is this like Price is Right?
You are. You are the winner. But I'm going to say, when you say wardrobe changes, I'm expecting wardrobe changes. Like you see
like
it say, yeah, or Madonna, something like that. This guy changed t-shirts.
Yeah, that counts.
I agree with you, but that's not what I was thinking when we said wardrobe changes. So I'm thinking there's no way this guy's going to have a full-blown 8 wardrobe changes.
He also changed costume jewelry that he got at my grandmother's garage.
Yeah, the Liberace.
Yeah, you
jewelry
thinking that
when
was
he did
real?
His piano
There's
solo before
no
November
that
Rain.
Real. That was that emerald he had on his finger was as big as the heart of the sea from Titanic.
And if he did have something like that, he traded that in like 20 years ago when he was broke.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or maybe that's why they're on tour. He needs to pay off the lease on that.
Yeah,
he leased to own from Rent-A-Center
he
costume
could get
jewelry.
That for. I have to look that up. I think he could afford that.
He probably could.
The thing that was amazing at this show, what I enjoyed, is that you had the rock show by Guns N' Roses, which was awesome. You could watch that. But you could also watch the troglodytes waving their arms and going...
The ones in unison
what
right
is
in front
wearing?
Of us?
Huh? Excuse me?
The ones right in front of us?
Yeah.
They were
all
in
over the place. They were all through sprinkled through Jerry Jones.
Okay, you know my favorite part? Was him doing his traditional moves.
What is that?
Like... All of his,
see, I think he needs to let that go because he looks dorky when he does that now.
No, he doesn't. It's so good. It's so good.
Let me catch this Vernonette.
And Slash was doing all of his traditional stuff, too. It's just their moves. That's like...
That stage
dancing.
Was huge.
That's what I was going to ask.
That stage was gigantic. And we nearly died from pyro.
That last explosion was insane.
That was pretty big.
I recorded the whole thing, by the way, for you.
The whole concert?
Yeah, on my shitty iPhone 5.
All right.
Best video quality ever.
Ever.
No, just the fireworks, the sparklers.
All right, couple things. Yeah, the stage. Okay, you and I have been in bands. What in the hell would it be like to be 30 yards away from the rest of the band and like trying to get the vibe and
if
stuff.
If I needed to get your attention because
it's not
playing shit in the
well,
right spot.
Which would happen.
You wouldn't smell each other. Stubbs could fart all he wanted.
I could totally fart as many times as I wanted to.
How many Lola stages could fit on that stage?
At least 10.
Oh, I would shoot for 20.
Yeah.
Well, thing was, it was a good giant arena rock show.
Yeah. 20.
When's the last time you've had a giant arena rock show?
I think 10 is more like it.
I'm just the Lola stage, not the whole Lola's room.
I know that.
Just the
stage
itself.
A Lola stage is really little.
Yeah. And then, but the thing is, we didn't see how deep it was because of our seats. Like, That's we couldn't even see the black drummer.
Oh, you had to say he was black. Well,
he was black.
It was awkward.
But it wasn't Matt Sorn.
I thought it was supposed to be Matt.
Whatever. No, I know. I thought it was too, and it was.
So where was Stephen Adler?
The singer from Killswitch Engage.
Stephen Adler. Did you think that Howard Jones? I was wondering. The whole time I was like, why does he look like Howard Jones?
He did look like Howard Jones.
He looked just like Howard Jones.
Paula Jones.
But I don't think Adler was ever signed on to any of this. Like,
okay, Dustin said he played.
Isn't Stradler the one that's like
Adler played five songs up in either Detroit or Chicago not
Izzy,
too long ago.
Stradlin.
Izzy had issues. He was
I thought Izzy didn't have anything to do with any of it.
I thought Izzy was playing tonight until.
I think they approached him. He's like, I don't want anything to do with this. This is a train wreck.
From the beginning.
Waiting to happen. And it's not a train wreck waiting to happen.
No, they had
They
a good
all
time.
Looked like they were having fun. They all looked like they were getting into it. You know.
When you guys left,
everybody's
Slash
running around.
And Axel had a little moment of
scissoring.
Yeah.
They laughed at each other?
No, they got together like and that. He said, was there any moment between them? Did you see anything? And I said, actually, yeah. And I was like, I don't think you were here. And they definitely
hold on,
had
I have
a little
to look at this
stage
real quick.
Moment.
Keep walking.
I can't handle this wearing the band t-shirt at the concert. What is your feeling on that?
Hey, baby, can you keep walking in front of the car back and forth?
She kind of had a
okay, that guy's
PG
looking at you
too.
Instead. Yeah. Oh, because he sees the microphones.
He sees the microphones. This throws everybody off, and we're sitting in the car with the microphones.
Why did we go this way?
Oh, we should just ask people. How was the show?
Way I could go. That bitch that girl just fell ate down.
It. Let's ask these people how the show was.
No, let's don't.
What, you gonna,
we don't want any troglodytes coming in.
Don't you?
Shelby's
going to
interview people.
No, we don't. We don't want troglodytes getting in here and be like, y'all got any M&Ms?
We'll just drive as soon as it turns green.
You got any Cheetos?
I'm going to lock the door and put the child locks on.
Come on.
If you do, they're going to come in here and be like, you got Cheetos?
Wait, I'm not going to ask them.
No, that bitch fell down.
Do y'all have any Cheetos or M&Ms or beer? Do you have any Bud Light?
They don't even look like they talk.
Don't you take over my pokey gym.
They're pokeying.
Are they poking him?
Yeah, he found something in the bushes over there.
I'm scared of him. He has like the longest rat tail I've ever
seen.
He's
a drug dealer.
I'm not talking to a rat tailer.
A rat attack?
Those women look.
He's a rat attack.
Thrilled.
Or, no, wait.
Those girls look thrilled to be alive.
They are thrilled to be alive.
Well,
I had fun. I was getting to the point of I'm Guns N' Roses out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do without a Strange.
You could do without Spaghetti. Incident.
Pretty much, yeah. Why do we need covers?
I'm so tired of that.
Don't play Pink Floyd. Come on.
No, that was the solo thing. But why do you need to play Attitude?
That.
And why do you have to play...
Don't say Knocking on Heaven's
the
Door.
The Seeker. Why don't
Heaven's Door, they've kind of made their own.
Yeah. Come on. You cut out Don't Cry and...
Okay. How many people
why
in there...
Knocking on Heaven's Door have to go Rasta?
I got a question, too. How many people in there do you think had no idea that Bob Dylan... saying Knocking on
Heaven's
Door
too.
I'm sure nobody knows.
At least half. Yeah.
Just like when Ministry did their version, I'm sure.
Of Rockin' with Dawkin?
Ministry did a cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door?
No, they did...
Lay Lady Lay?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah. There
yeah,
you go.
No one knew that.
Mm. Oh, whoa, shit. Pidgey.
What?
What is this?
What is this? It's something.
It's a Psyduck.
It's a duck.
Motherfucker, I'm grabbing your ass.
God damn it.
Got
Mark's
it.
Not even
got
up.
He's hey, in my
you
ball.
You better stop. You better ball. Not drive.
You better get
you
your
better
shit out.
You better just not drive.
Psyduck. Just Psyduck.
And that's a new one for me.
Yes, it's a new one for
it's
me.
It's Psyduck. It's not Psyduck.
I don't know.
Psycho Duck. Psyduck.
Well, it's not popping up for me. Oh, both Sorry. Your dicks fall off now.
I hope.
Got him.
I got him too. Mine's really weak, but I got him.
Your dick is
He's
weak?
He's in my pokey dock. Dick. Pokey dick, something.
Your pokey dick?
Pokey dick.
How big is your pokey dick?
It's huge, giant. It's enormous.
Stay
it's
hydrated.
Enormous. It's like my hands.
Wait, what is this thing? It's popping up on
it's
my
gigantic.
A Bulbasaur.
It's enormous. To me,
here we go.
Duff seemed like he had very,
Have you guys done
very low energy.
A pokey?
Very low energy.
Oh,
this lady's carried her
a
baby.
Show.
Oh, wait. What do we got here? Oh, it's a rat-a-tat.
Oh, fuck those.
Why are you,
you know what?
Tease?
You know what's very popular in the Stop 6 area?
What's that?
Rat-a-tats and Pidgeys.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Well, shit, yeah.
Pigeons and rats.
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course? What does that mean?
I mean, yeah, that's yeah. where... what's the... Titanica? What's it? Niantic?
Niantic?
Niantic.
Yeah, they're smart. They know where to put the cheap shit, right?
Stubbs, I can't.
What?
Mm-mm.
He's getting racist.
No. Mm-hmm. How's that racist?
How's it not?
How is it not?
Just being observant?
She brought up a good point.
How's being observant.
Not? Answer mm-hmm. her.
Okay, Stop 6 is not the most well-kept area by the city, right?
So you can't play a free game?
They don't put much into it, so why would Niantic or whatever
it's a free game.
Is?
When's the last time you left a giant concert, national concert,
and started playing Pokemon?
1:30 in the morning?
It's been a while.
Most of the time they're done because the union.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they quit because I tried to go smoke a cigarette at about 11 o'clock, and they're like, sorry, man, ain't no smoking section. And I was like, what? What do you mean? They got we off.
At 11 o'clock, everybody left the stadium.
All right.
Like,
and then they shut down the elevator. The elevator only went down at that point. You had to take the, or they shut down the escalator. You had to take the elevator.
You didn't just try to run as fast as you could up it?
I was thinking about it. They're like, no, we got the elevator.
I got this.
That'd have been a fail.
I would have paid.
I'm not in Axl Rose shape, dude.
How would that sweat stain been after that?
That's a fail statement. You're not in Axl Rose shape?
Yeah.
He's not a Faxel Rose.
Oh, here we go. What we got here?
Bridge closed, so we can't go that way.
Do you even know where we are?
So basically, we're going to have to drive
to
Mansfield to get home.
Soon.
We're about to be in.
We're going to have to drive to Mansfield to get home.
We're about to be on
this is like the time we tried going to that stupid Christmas lights in Mansfield. And
Interlock?
We drove around forever, and Chris is not an aggressive driver, and it was horrible. He kept driving in circles and getting us further and further behind the line.
He's a non-aggressive driver.
I'm gonna go up here. I'm gonna go up here.
Meaning he's not like an asshole like majority of the DFW area?
No, he's just not even like forthright. Like, even when it's his turn, he'll let a million people in front of him because he's like, well, they were going to go anyways. Makes me crazy.
Do you ever think Chris is just going to, like, have a falling down moment and just, like, go ape
shit?
We're going
to go to Mitchell?
He does have those moments.
You'd better not cut back onto Collins, though. You need to keep going down
to,
like,
the
center.
No, we're
going to
cut way over.
I like the way he said that. No.
We're going to cut all the way over there. There you go.
Ow.
No.
So, yes, I had a great time tonight.
I've never seen so many T-shirts, though, in my life. And fringe.
Like, just
what
period,
would you say
like
the,
you've never been to a department
the,
store?
What would you think the average age of that show was? Probably 45, wouldn't you think?
45. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of girls in fishnets, and it looked like a Play-Doh set. Like, their skin was just coming through like Play-Doh.
That's so gross.
Like, it was just poking through. There was a girl sitting behind us.
I like that girl in front of us to the right, kind of. That
the
country
pigeon?
Girl? The country. No, to the right.
The
country
top,
girl.
Not with girl. The one that was right in front of you.
Boy, she was a country girl, and she was there to see some Guns N' Roses and show that ass off.
The one that was recording the whole time.
We saw some good friends, or we had some good friends there we ran into.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get a Pokestop right here.
Our buddy Will was there.
Got it.
Will, not Will? In the not wheelchair?
And hold on, I'm playing this game.
Will and I had a pretty good running dialogue going along.
Mm-hmm. He was offended
during
by
the whole
hat.
Show of just making fun of everything.
Because what size was that hat that he came out in? That was insane. He came out with the biggest cowboy hat.
He dressed up as Big Tex.
He dressed as Big Tex.
Yeah.
He took Big Tex's vest.
Full suede vest.
Full
fringe.
Suede vest with fringe tassels.
Like 20, 25 inch fringe.
Yes. And then he had a 40 gallon hat.
Yeah.
All right.
It was ridiculous.
So
we're about to get
to
head in head on collision.
No,
real quick.
Good. Matt, would you like to read some email?
Sure.
You have
oh,
to
shit.
Pokemon.
Wait. Oh damn it.
This is the bumpiest road
there's
ever.
Pokemon all around here. What the hell?
There's cats right there. Can
what
you catch
is that?
Them?
That is Eradicate.
Yeah.
Eradicate is what Ratatats turn into.
It is.
This show is
and
getting ridiculous.
And Chris always corrects me and says it's Ratatat. Okay.
This road
so bumpy,
sucks.
I can't do anything.
I can't, yeah, I have no Pokeballs left because of the fucking bumpy road.
Because you don't cheat and buy Pokeballs?
Nope.
All right, fucker. Jump right in my ball.
Well, before we read emails, if Matt's actually going to read them, they're pretty harsh. Our emails this week are bad.
Why are they harsh? People write you harsh emails?
Yes, they write us really, really mean
all
emails.
Right.
I'm going to start emailing you.
So, this is from www.
You're not even reading anything.
I am hater.com.
It's pretty much...
Dear JJTM, how was the Guns N' Roses show? Well, we can answer that now, right?
I think we've just been talking about that for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Don't give a fuck.
Die.
Okay.
Yeah. Move on.
I have a question, Matt.
Yeah?
Did you actually see any of the ones we got?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Did he say not to go to Collins?
I don't have access to the emails on my phone right now because I got a new phone and I haven't set
Dustin's
up our Jerry Jonestown.
We're going to go up here and we're going to make the same square we just made.
Except larger. What street is this?
Collins.
Do you want me to open
it? Dude, I told you not to take Collins. Go down the center.
That's what I just said. I said, did he take Collins that you said not to do?
Why would you do this?
You can't get over to center. I'm going to go up here and I'm going to turn up.
Around?
No, I'm going to go up. What is this, Main Street or whatever?
He's our guide.
Like, take it here?
We can take...
Because I don't think you can go straight. I think you need to take this one here.
We can't turn it Abrams?
I don't think so.
He's going to find out.
If we can't turn it Abrams.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
maybe we
can.
Turn
it Abrams.
It's making me crazy.
Well, hell yeah, let's go to the Flying Mushroom.
They're closed.
Is it the Flying Mushroom or the Soft White Mushroom?
Isn't it like the Mellow Mushroom?
It's the Mellow Mushroom.
Oh, I thought it was the Flesh Tone Mushroom.
That sounds yummy.
Ooh, I don't know. I think I'm... about to turn this corner.
I would make a left.
I want to hear one of these emails. Give him your phone.
Here, you want to read them, Shelby?
Yeah, let me read them.
They'll be a lot more sensitive in your voice.
Let me at it.
Let me see.
Why?
Let me see what these cunt holes have to say.
How many emails did we get?
We got a bunch, and they're bad.
Oh, I can't wait.
They're like...
can I respond to all of them? Bad.
The way you acted at Lola's was very unsatisfactory.
You're stupid.
They can respond to me.
Let's see here.
Tell them I'll punch
them
all
in the face. Why is all of Arlington...
Pokestop?
Under construction. We're like, what
because
is this
doing? Because it's Arlington.
Now?
When has Arlington never been under construction?
Shit. Hold on, I'm looting.
Are we having to turn around?
Road closed. This is fascinating.
This is fascinating. What is going on?
I don't know.
Jay Gilligan's is having an after party. Look, it's a Guns N' Roses after party.
They're there.
Sure. Look, there's Axl.
And they decided to shut
the street down.
Imagine that. Their cars broke down.
Because they're Jay Gilligan's.
Jay Gilligan's, Guns N' Roses after party. That's where it's at, yo.
Oh, yes. Her. Did you see her?
She's like, yes.
Look at all these Pokestops.
What?
Holy moly.
We're in Pokestop heaven.
What is this? I don't have this guy. What is this guy? Oh, in Nidoran. I have this guy. Let me get another one.
All right.
All right.
Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Read this. All right, real quick. A little bit of a radio edit. We know... we've said in the past that we never edit this show, but we thought we'd make an exception this time around because we're not complete assholes, even though most of you think that. We received quite a bit of emails this week, basically ripping apart the guest we had on last week, and which was also the band that makes very bad decisions. So... we're going to cut these out of the show at this point. We were driving around, talking about them, laughing. And we'll pick right back up where Matt and Shelby are trying to play Pokemon in the middle of Arlington. So here we go.
Somebody
so is all the email
shots.
Just a bunch of TPS report hate?
No, there's some guy in here that wants a website improvement.
Oh, the same guy?
Marlon
so
talks about
Poke
the Hickoids.
Stops.
Oh, do I need to drive slower so y'all can kill them all?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll draft
last. So many of these great balls.
So there,
dude.
Yeah.
What the goddamn fuck,
Scott Hamilton, our buddy.
Okay, you're going too fast. Apparently,
who's Scott Hamilton? I'm getting all of them.
Scotty.
Who's Scotty?
He's not our buddy. He's just been listening forever. He says, "Gentleman of stature."
Oh.
Great show as always this week, and good job pushing the buttons of Brandon and Jessica. Fuck those guys and the way they have treated former bandmates.
People really don't like them.
I know for a fact that they have lied and cheated others for their own gain. I'd love to come on your show on Friday, but I have no desire to see them or support their release. Holy shit.
Dude, I'm coming down here on the
weekends.
What time are they playing? I might catch the other bands, then leave when they play.
Is there someone behind
us? People really don't like these guys. Are you friends with these people, or are they just...
well, not anymore.
Oh.
We were until this show.
Well, no, we were until the JJTM presents on whatever. when they kicked us off our own show.
People really don't like them.
When they kicked us off our own show.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The JJTM Presents show was our show that we invited all the bands to come play.
Yeah.
It turns out...
The one I didn't make.
One of them decided to make it their own thing.
Brandon said that it was no longer our show. It was now his show and their CD release and blah, blah, blah.
This guy's going to waste all my Pokemon.
And what's the name of their band?
The Phantom Sensation.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't.
I mean...
They haven't done anything.
I know a lot of local bands. I've never heard of them. So what the fuck are they talking about?
I don't know. It's not really worth anything. So... I think that's the end of our email list. We want to learn about website development and support. And Marlon does praise us for having the Hickoids on the Music to Motu, which, Matt, you're going to have to take care of the Music to Motu this week.
Okay. I was supposed to last week, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear your Music to Motu list.
It's going to be all Guns N' Roses.
Yes, it is.
So, oh, God.
Shelby, we're getting closer to your car.
My car.
After we took a grand tour of Arlington.
I have no balls.
I could have told you that.
I have no balls.
It's just
a
Weedle.
Yeah, you
the
don't
thing
need
that pisses
Weedles.
Me off is that one little fucking Aramont or whatever.
What?
Oh, look.
Who's this asshole out stop. Working?
There's a raining stop, but I don't have any balls, though.
I'll get it for you.
But if it's a stop, you'll get balls when you get
there.
Yeah.
You don't need balls to get a stop.
You're gonna go there, hit it?
That's actually the street we need to turn on, I think.
Why'd I do that?
That raining stop is Caves Lounge.
Oh, you gotta love Caves.
How do you know?
Because that's where Caves is. It's right there.
You know, Stubbs, if you click on
it, it'll
tell you what it is.
Caves Car on the Roof. Boom. Is a Pokestop that's having a party.
Yeah, we need to stay away from there.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean there's a lure?
There's a lure on it.
Did you fart?
Shelby?
No.
Someone tooted.
Okay, well, I don't do that.
Someone butt
Shelby,
tooted.
Are you chumming the water?
No, I only do that in the privacy of my own bathtub.
Chumming the water?
Are you chumming the ocean?
I save that for myself.
Don't, cut bait.
Don't be ridiculous.
Are you cut baiting the ocean? Are you dragging the ocean?
Don't.
Have
be
you
ridiculous.
Dragged the ocean?
Isn't that the name
I'm
of
I'm
going
to start throwing that
band?
In all our shows to see what people think about it.
What will people think of that? She gets
Why
some emails on
about
that.
Drag the ocean.
Dragging the ocean.
I like chum the ocean now.
Who, the band drag me? Drag me the ocean?
Do you know
drag
the
band
drag
the ocean? Do I know Drag the Ocean? No, I've never heard of them.
I've never.
They're trying to get on our show, though.
It is a band that's trying to get on our show.
I've heard.
We are not booking anyone for a while.
So Drag the Ocean, if you're listening, we're not going to book anything for a while. So, but hey, send us your demo.
I'm turning here. Sorry,
maybe we'll
bad.
Take a listen
bad,
to
my
it.
Bad, my bad.
Drag the Ocean.
Because I'm confused.
I'm going to get my band on this show.
I'm lost.
What is your band called?
Shelby.
Push the Ocean.
Shelby and the Kicks.
Shelby and Death Squad.
It's called
Shelby Death Squad.
Chum the Bathtub for Sharks.
Why is that smell sticking with us?
I can't even smell it.
I don't smell anything.
It smells like...
So then it's you.
It's not me. I haven't done anything.
Smelt
and if
it,
I did...
Listen, Vinegar Tits.
I'll let you know. Vinegar Tits.
Where Kay. Is your car?
Are you talking to Stubbs? Does he have vinegar tits?
If I have a vinegar...
Yes, I'm talking to Stubbs. So I was talking to you. I'd say, shut up, chili chit. Chili tits.
I do have a vinegar t-shirt.
Chili
the middle
chits.
Of my chest is a round chili circle chits. Of vinegar, for sure.
Justin, if you're going to throw out threads, they better be
I think
be
your
like
truck
good.
Got stolen, or okay, your car got
no,
stolen.
No, because I never saw this building ahead of us, so...
Yeah, I thought I was on the right
This
street.
Is the second place that's we're going to rape you at.
In front of a
well,
school.
Well, I didn't feel the first time, so...
Well,
that's kind of how it is.
It kind of is that way. No, it's all mental.
Can't
like all of a sudden you'll just see me smoke a cigarette and you'll be like, oh, what's he smoking a cigarette for?
So that happened. Oh. Woodrow.
We freeze time like on that show, Out of This World.
God, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
I wish I could freeze time.
I can smell my deodorant. That means it's working.
Then it's you, man. It's
then
the,
it's you, meat
it's the,
tits.
Oh, what, you can smell flowers tits. And vanilla? I'm so sorry. My
Beef
apologies
breast?
That you it's can't you. Smell farts and shit.
Weren't you throwing chili in your folds?
My folds?
Good Lord.
My folds?
That's what you said before the show.
I have never said my folds. I don't own folds.
What's
or before
I leave you with saying
out.
I hope your dicks fall off.
Both Yay. Of us or just him?
We love you, Shelby. Thank you for coming on.
Both
yeah, thanks
you.
For going to the
and
show. It was
to
awesome
the concert with us, mm-hmm. being concert buddies.
Thanks for the coke.
Thanks for getting the tickets.
Yes. Thanks for the heroin.
Always. Do I have everything?
The black tar.
Here's your microphone.
Okay, thanks.
Here's your microphone. Shove it up your ass. We're going to have complaints.
We are going to have complaints.
Because of the Pokemon. They're like, you're playing Pokemon during the show? I'm like, no, man.
I knew Stubbs
me.
Was stupid.
Dustin,
now he plays
why you're
Pokemon.
Supposed to go straight?
I can't. It's a dead end.
Then how the fuck is there a Pokemon stop? Oh, here it is. It's up here.
Is it?
Yep. Right. Oh, or nope. It? It's straight. Wait. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm trying to obey the laws of the road. Sound like Porky Pig. Where's she at?
I don't know. But why is it 1:39 at night? I thought this was going to be an early night.
A Guns N' Roses show.
Didn't you think we'd be out of there by like 12?
Yes.
12 o'clock? Maybe?
I really did.
11:30?
I thought, because everybody said that they were going to try to end by midnight. And no, they didn't. So, if you would...
Don't go back to Collins.
I'm going to Cooper.
Okay.
I think. Isn't this Cooper up here?
I think you're going back to Collins. Like, you want to go get in traffic.
I think
like
I want to go just sit outside the stadium.
And just get in traffic over and
I'm
over again.
I'm just going to be like, man, I love gas and I'd love to burn it. I'm very big on burning fossil fuels efficiently.
Yeah.
Or non-efficiently. By sitting in traffic.
So now we got to wait for these drunk assholes to drive by.
There she comes finally. There's a gyro place right around the corner that Sheridan's always talking about. She's always posting pictures, and I've wondered about it.
I doubt they're open.
Yeah, they're probably not this
it's
late.
It's 1:40.
You know, this is...
Watch out for this turd. For he looks last, like he's going to do something dumb. Yeah.
For the last 3 days, this has been my lunchtime.
So you're right on. I'm tired, and you're ready to go rock.
Yep. But I'm going to go home and take care of things.
Jesus, how many cars are out here?
Well, all of Arlington.
All these Guns N' Roses people, man.
Bunch of Guns N' Roses assholes.
Guns N' Roses troglodyte.
Did I mention that this hospital right here I was born at?
You know what? I was born there, too.
Really?
And so was Lane.
Huh. It's amazing.
That's where everything went south.
All right, so I guess I've had a fun time this evening, did you?
Yeah.
Was it everything you wanted to see and more?
Yeah, and a little more than more.
I was very happy. I had a grin on my face the whole time.
I did too.
You know, people can make fun of
us
going
Guns
to Guns N' Roses, but hey, we saw it. And you know what? Tonight was a lesson on
America.
At the University of Guitar Soloology.
America.
And America.
Yeah.
So this is going to wrap up show 168.
Hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Dustin, have a fun trip in Alaska.
I'm going to, sir.
And I'll go to another chick flick.
Oh, there's a Pokemon.
Oh, that's a fucking elephant. I don't have any Pokeballs. Yeah. I don't have any Pokeballs, though.
I can go back and get that elephant.
I don't have any Pokeballs.
QT, it's a safe place, and they always have a Pokestop. Anyway, I want to say listen to our friends. They make a lot more sense than us. Funky Town Podcast, RoboTuners Insignificant Podcast, Intoxicated Gamer, Off Radar. Richard was on Off Radar this week, and he was really good. Not like when he comes on our show and just mails it in.
Mm.
So if you want to hear Off Radar and Richard...
Remember, don't turn at the first left.
Huh?
A lot of people try to turn right there.
Oh, and they go in the do not enter.
Like that guy,
dude. Asshole just did. That's why there's stripes on the ground, dipshit.
Obviously, and, he's not from Arlington.
Right here, I would like to give a big thank you to Susie Ramone.
For all these Pokemon, dude.
Putting together and helping organize and orchestrate the JJTM Presents.
Yes, it was awesome.
It was awesome. She worked hard. She did a fantastic job. And we hope there are many more to go down in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said,
don't eat yellow snow.
I bid you a happy Thursday, Matt, because it is now Thursday. And good night. God bless Pokemon.
I hope that got... Pokemon!